The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. And to those of you listening in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk 570 and 910, well, I have the privilege of filling in once again for my friend Bill Bunkley, who is still a little under the weather. We were hoping he was going to be back on the air today, but not ready yet. So I am privileged to simulcast from Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM. To simulcast on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM in the wonderful area of Tampa, Florida. I would assume it's a little warmer in Tampa than it is in Columbus, Ohio. But those of us here in the usually frozen tundra of Ohio are not complaining so far about this winter. It's been incredibly mild. Anyway, welcome to the program. Whether you're listening in Ohio or Florida or online, you may be listening, well, anywhere on the planet. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And yes, that number works anywhere in the continental United States. Love to hear from our listeners. I know that many of you have been concerned, and I hope that many of you have been praying for Priscilla Shirer. Priscilla Shirer is Tony Evans' daughter, has established quite a career in conservative and Christian films. She is an author, a very popular women's speaker, and she had surgery on Tuesday. Her mother, Tony Evans' wife, Lois, just passed away just recently from a very rare form of cancer that I believe at least involved the lungs. And a couple of years ago, Priscilla Shirer evidently was having some symptoms. They took some scans and so forth, found that she had a problem in one of the lobes of the lung. And they said, well, let's keep an eye on it. After her mother's passing and funeral, doctors said, you know what, we really need to take care of this. So she went in to have an entire lobe of her left lung removed. According to sources down in Texas, quote, she did very well during the surgery. The surgeon said it went absolutely according to plan. Her body is strong. They have every anticipation that she will heal up well. They said that she will be spending the next couple of days in the hospital and then will be headed home for at least an extended time of recovery. Having an entire lobe of your lung removed is not exactly minor surgery, but again, representatives are saying she came through the surgery fine. The surgeon said it went exactly as planned and should be home in a couple of days to continue her recovery. So continue to pray, not only for Priscilla Shirer, but that entire family. Tony Evans' family has just been through 18 to 24 months of just one, what you and I would call tragedies, one thing after another. They have suffered several deaths in the immediate family. The most recent, Tony Evans' wife, Lois, who was a very popular women's speaker. We were privileged to have her at one of our women's events here in Columbus, Ohio, a few years ago. She did an incredible job. But it's a reminder. You know, you look at Tony Evans. Tony Evans has one of the most popular Christian radio programs in America, pastors a megachurch in Texas. He is a prolific author. He is considered by most to be one of the most powerful preachers in America today. First African-American to receive an earned doctorate from Southwestern Seminary. I mean, if you look at his life and his ministry, you would think, well, he'll be spared. I mean, look, he's being faithful to God. He'll be spared from any trials, troubles. Isn't that the way we humans think? That if we go through a time of suffering, well, God must be mad at us. God must have abandoned us. We're suffering. That means God just doesn't care. We're not doing enough for God. And unfortunately, some of the TV evangelists teach a horrible heresy, and it is. It's a horrible heresy to teach that if you just say enough faithful words, if you say the right words and have enough faith, you'll never suffer, you'll never have sickness, you'll never lose a job, your kids will act right. That is so terribly unscriptural, and it's just flat untrue. I've said this many times, but allow me, please, to repeat it. If you study the history of the great saints of God through history, in Bible times, but also from Bible times till today, if you study the biographies of the great men and women of God, and I'm talking about the people that were used in incredible ways by the hand of God, they will have lived in different parts of the world, lived in different centuries, had completely different personalities. Some were married, some were single, some had many children, some had no children. Some were incredibly outgoing personalities, some were so introverted. But here's one thing that they will have in common. All of them went through one, sometimes many, periods of suffering. Every one of them. I double dog dare you to find a man or woman of God living today or at some time in history that was truly greatly used of God, that was not put through the fires of testing, the fires of trial, the fires of tragedy. It's not original with me by any means, but it has been said that God chooses his choicest saints to suffer. That is exactly the opposite of what our human mind thinks. That God causes the outcasts, the rejects, to suffer. And he punishes them because they haven't done enough. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, it is true that whom the Lord loves, he chastens. And yes, it is very true that sometimes the difficult times that we experience are because of our sin, our failures, and God has no choice but to chasten us, to correct us. But it's also very true that God chooses his choicest saints to suffer. I think that's certainly true of the Evans family. Continue to uplift them in prayer. And if you're going through a difficult time, please do not think God has forsaken you or is angry at you. No, no.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I am certainly not always right. I'm sure that some people around me think I'm not often right. But like the proverbial blind squirrel, every once in a while, I'm right. I have been sounding a warning for years about the legalization of marijuana, particularly the recreational use of marijuana. Now, we have moved from a place several years ago that the general public would not even think about accepting the legalization of recreational marijuana. We have moved from that to where 11 states now in America have approved not just medical use of marijuana, but recreational. Well, I have a story in front of me from NBC. This is not from some goofy, crazy, religious, right-wing source. This is from NBC News. All right? Today. Brand new. Headline: even when sober, frequent marijuana users are dangerous drivers, report says. Again, this is a report from NBC News. Even when sober, heavy marijuana users are dangerous drivers, a new study suggests. Now, it gets more specific. The bad driving appears to be mostly isolated to those who started using pot before age 16, researchers reported yesterday, in drug and alcohol dependence. The theory is, now listen to this carefully, folks. The theory is that early marijuana use changes the brain, leaving people more impulsive and more apt to make rash decisions. Now, can I insert something in this? If you read the rest of the study, that change in the brain from marijuana usage for young people is probably permanent. It changes the brain permanently. Let me continue. In the new study, which tested participants in a driving simulator, researchers from McLean Hospital in Boston found that sober cannabis users who started using the drug in their teens had more accidents, drove at higher speeds, and cruised through more red lights compared to people who had never used marijuana. Marijuana, now again, I'm quoting, marijuana is the most commonly used illicit drug in the United States, but there has been relatively little research on its health effects, particularly on teen brains. Again, this is not some kooky right-wing source, some fundamentalist pastor up in the pulpit railing on potheads. Now, this is a report from McLean Hospital in Boston and being reported by NBC News. And the basic conclusion is there are a whole lot of people using pot, and there's been very little research on its actual health effects. There is this move all across America to legalize marijuana. Why should we care what other people do? Why should it bother us? Just leave people alone. Hey, man, if you want to get high on a little weed, who cares? Quote, this research suggests that early exposure to cannabis may result in difficulties performing complex cognitive tasks, said co-author Stacy Gruber, an associate professor of psychiatry and director of marijuana investigations for neuroscientific discovery at Harvard Medical School and McLean Hospital. Those in the cannabis group reported having used the drug at least 5 out of the previous 7 days, at least 1,500 times during their lifetime. But they were told to abstain for at least 12 hours before their study. Not only that, when they showed up for the study, they had to provide urine samples to make sure that the marijuana was out of their system. In other words, they were stone cold sober. Now, they had used marijuana. They had used it frequently. But for these studies, they had to be stone cold sober and all of the marijuana out of their system. Quote, during the driving test, cannabis users were more likely than non-users to speed, hit a pedestrian, cross the center line, miss stop signs, and cruise through red lights. May I remind you, these people are sober? Unlike alcohol, a person is drunk is obviously impaired. But when they sober up, they're like anybody else. That's not the case with marijuana, particularly with people who started using marijuana when they were young. Stone cold sober. Marijuana users are dangerous. Quote, Gruber, one of the lead physicians and researchers, said there are studies that suggest that cannabis use while the brain is developing can lead to a number of changes, including an increase in impulsive behavior. And then it gets into some of these statistics about where states have legalized marijuana use. Quote, the number of fatal vehicle crashes in which drivers tested positive for cannabis more than doubled from 2007 to 2016, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Fatal vehicle crashes involving marijuana doubled from 2007 to 2016. Quote, shockingly, we don't understand the health impacts of heavy, frequent cannabis use, one of the researchers said. Researchers at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety have noticed a trend of more accidents in states that have legalized marijuana. An analysis of insurance data in Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada found a combined 6% increase in collision claims versus states that did not have legalized marijuana. Now, whether it's Ohio, whether it's Florida, those out saying marijuana is just harmless. Look at the facts. Don't listen to the hype and the hysteria and the emotion. Look at the facts. It's dangerous stuff, folks. All right, quick break. We'll be back.